Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. In this audio, I am going to cover Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, a short audio this time. We're going to look at the birth of Isaac. Our context is this. In our previous chapter, Abraham and Sarah had gone to Gerar, which is about 9 miles or so, they think, somewhere southeast of Gaza, which is in southern Israel, a little kingdom down there. And Sarah ends up in the king's harem, Abimelech's harem down there. And we discussed all that in our previous audio. And now in this audio, Abraham and Sarah perhaps are still at Gerar. Maybe not. Maybe they can go back to Beersheba, which is where they were going next after Gerar. But at any rate, we start now at verses 1 and 2 of Genesis 21. Then the Lord took note of Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. So Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. Then is a time reference, probably or possibly Abraham and Sarah could have stumbled at Gerar, just as I said, at wherever it was, wherever they were at that time. The Lord took note of Sarah. The NIV has was gracious to Sarah. The King James has visited Sarah. A little translation difference there. The Lord took note of Sarah as he had said, and he did for her as he had promised. In other words, he made her pregnant. When had he said this? When had he had promised this? In Genesis 17:16, at the time of the commandment of circumcision, when God commanded Abraham and his servants and his sons and everybody to be circumcised. Genesis 17:16, God had said, I will bless her, bless Sarah, and indeed I will give you a son by her, give you Abraham a son by Sarah. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her, which is exactly what happened. David, Solomon, all those kings of Israel came through Sarah's womb. Now, Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90. It's pretty old to be having a kid. Now, the appointed time, Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. God had appointed the time in Genesis 17:21 at the circumcision covenant. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this season next year. At this season next year. That was when Sarah was 89 and Abraham was 99 years old. The appointed time means it was predicted and chosen by God. Now, it's worthy of note here. This is 25 years after Abram had entered into the promised land when he arrived at Shechem from Haran in Syria, at Shechem in Israel. He was 75 years old, and now he's 100. 25 years waiting for that promised seed. God makes promises, but I'll tell you, sometimes he takes a long time from our point of view to answer those promises, and that's why you need faith. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, because he couldn't see that which he wanted. And what did he do? He weakened in his flesh. He tried to fulfill God's promises in the flesh through Hagar and Ishmael, and it didn't work. Created a lot of trouble, as a matter of fact. So we have to be patient to wait on God's promises. And it's hard, but I'm sure they were very happy when they finally had that son after 25 years of waiting. Genesis 21, verses 3 through 5. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now why did Abraham call his son Isaac? Because God had already told Abraham what to name Isaac. Genesis 17:19, at the covenant ceremony or command from God. But God said, no, but Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him. So God had told Abraham to name Isaac, and Abraham was obedient and named him Isaac. Now, what does Isaac mean? It means he laughs. According to the NIV note, he laughs. Here's some options as to what this refers to. Option number one could refer to Abraham's laugh when he heard God's promise. God's promise that a son would be born the next year. This happened at the circumcision covenant. Genesis 17:17, Abraham fell face down. Then he laughed and said to himself, can a child be born to a 100-year-old man? Can Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, give birth? He's laughing. Now, of course, there's a big debate. Was that a laugh of joy or a laugh of derision? I'm not going to get into that. It could be either one. Most commentators split on that, really. But then option number two is to what Isaac means. He laughs or laughs, because it's not a he that option number two refers to, but a she, Sarah. Sarah's laughing of distrust. Genesis 18:12, this is when the three divine visitors came to Hebron, told Abraham he was going to have a son the next year, and this is what how Sarah responded in Genesis 18:12. So she laughed to herself, "After I'm worn out and my Lord is old, will I have delight?" Most commentators say that she's laughing in derision there. All right, so that's two options as what laughs means. Either he laughs or she laughs. Either Abraham's laugh or Sarah's laugh, but it could be option number three, laughing of joy that others would do when they heard the news of Isaac's birth. Laughter! We have a son, the promised seed. Option number four, laughs could refer to the laughter and derision from Isaac's brother Ishmael, who, of course, opposed Isaac from the get-go. Well, I'll just take it means Abraham's laugh. He's the patriarch. We'll say that his laugh is the laugh that was being referred to when Isaac was named Laugh. Now, after 8 days, Abraham circumcised his newborn son Isaac as God had commanded him. When did God command Abraham to do this? In Genesis 17:12, at the giving of the circumcision sign. "And every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised throughout your generations. A servant who is born in the house or who is bought with money from any foreigner who is not of your descendants." So the born slaves, the purchased slaves, the son, any male, you, Abraham, got to be circumcised, a sign of the covenant. And of course, that people debate exactly the symbolism of circumcision, but the idea is, in my opinion, the best view of it is that the male penis is necessary for descendants, and so it's a sense of power, but it's fleshly power, not God's power. So God cut that and said, "No, not by power, but my spirit, says the Lord." And so the seed are going to be born supernaturally. And of course, having the seed born through a 90-year-old woman, that's pretty supernatural too. We go now to Genesis 21, verses 6 and 7. Sarah said, "God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." Again, referring to Isaac's name, which means laughs. "And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." Sarah is delirious with joy, it seems like here. This laughter that she's talking about, this laughter that God has made for her, this laughter is a lot different than her initial laughter of doubt. She was probably remembering her first laughter. She laughed, ha, 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 fat chance, I'm going to have a baby. I'm 89 years old. But now she's laughing in joy. Sarah was 90 years old. Now, giving birth in Abraham's old age, is not as remarkable as doing so in Sarah's old age. She might have been past menopause, and if so, then the birth had to be miraculous, not just remarkable. I don't know how women's menopause worked back in those days when women were of such remarkably old ages. I don't know. But at any rate, the promised seed is born. And so we are now prepared to go to Genesis 21, verse 8, the next verse, and we will cover in the next audio, verses 8 through 21, the story of how God protected Hagar and Ishmael. We'll do that in our next audio. Hope you stay tuned for that one, and I hope you enjoyed this one.